Hello, and welcome to another Amateur Tarot Podcast show. It's me, your old host, Ben.
And it's me, your same host, Brian.
I'm back.
And I'm still here.
How have you been during the break?
I've been so good, Ben.
Yeah?
Yeah, so much stuff has happened.
Wow, regale me.
Well, my friend Ben got married, and... Well, that's pretty much... It's all been... Just a roller coaster of emotions since Ben got married.
Good ones? Good emotions?
Yeah, great emotions. Good, I'm so happy for him.
Good. I've been so busy that, you know, I forgot how to do the show.
Yeah.
Or how to read cards.
Here we are. Reading cards. Well, not yet. We still haven't proven anything on that front.
I also am now realizing that there's a lot of aspects of the introduction that I failed to do.
Well, should we start over from the top or should we just keep rolling?
Well... Okay. On this podcast, we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, you got it.
Cool.
You nailed it.
Yeah, well, I'm reading off of
thing. Yeah, that's what we do here. We answer your questions, but only for entertainment.
Unless it's really good and the advice works, in which case it was for real.
Yeah, and that's why
it's like Pinocchio. It's like a Pinocchio situation. No, I thought you would just get that. It's like a Pinocchio situation in that, like, you know, the advice is not a real boy unless you believe it's a real boy.
Oh.
But it's
you're
like
a describing. You're describing, like, a Schrodinger's Pinocchio.
Yeah. Isn't that what happens? Pinocchio believes he's a real boy, so he becomes a real boy.
I think he wished really hard to be a real boy, and then he acted like a real boy, and then he was a real boy.
So if you wish really hard that our advice is real... And then you act like our advice is real and follow it, then maybe it'll be real.
Maybe.
But it's sort of, it's a consensual relationship in that we have to agree that the advice was for real and not for entertainment purposes only. You know what I mean? Because then we could get in trouble.
Well, no, always have to say that it's for entertainment purposes only, just in case.
Is that like higher up? If I say, haha, just kidding, it's for fake, but the fact that I've already said it's for entertainment purposes only... Me saying that it's real is covered under that blanket.
Yes. And that covers us under, like, state and local laws, I think.
Oh, great.
So.
What about federal law?
I don't think there's federal laws against fortune telling.
Okay. Do we need a federal or state license for fortune telling?
I think there are licenses, but you don't need them unless if you say that you're for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, okay. Because then, that's right. Because that would, okay.
Yeah, because then we're just entertainers.
Right.
Ha, cha, 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 cha.
Do we need a license to be an entertainer?
No. You don't need a license to be an entertainer. But you do need the correct licensing if you're going to be doing anything besides podcasting. Like, if you're going to be using a ham radio to broadcast this show.
Okay.
Then we would need a license for that.
Okay. Well, this is a digital on-demand radio show, so I guess we're kind of flying here in a weird liminal space between legalities.
Yeah.
And a thing that we do on the show is read cards for entertainment purposes only. And there are a lot of different ways to read cards, some of them quite complex, but we keep it real simple here. We do a simple three-card reading, and the show starts like this, and then we get into the question part.
Just really clean, like we started it today.
Yeah, very snappy. We get into the question part, and then we flip over three cards that speak to... In the order that we draw them, the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
And then we do a little bit of a card of the week for you.
All right.
So that's something to look forward to, too.
Then the ever expanding outro.
Yeah. And then we do an outro, which that's the reason you guys all came.
Like a snake who has eaten a cow and has since grown in size as it slowly digests the cow. So, too. Is the closing of this show.
I love Newbin's metaphors with your Schrodinger's Pinocchio and your snake that's eating a cow. This is great stuff. This is good radio.
You know, since getting married, I'm a new man.
Yeah. You seem like you're walking taller.
Mm.
It's a good look on you.
That was just a leg bone extension surgery.
Well, should we do the thing?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get over to Quirin's Corner.
Okay. Wow, you've really left done the place since I've been gone.
Yeah, I dusted.
It shows.
Yeah, the only thing that you'll probably still recognize is that clean joke book in the corner.
Oh, good. That's still here.
Yeah, just in case the laws are getting bored.
Well, then I'll bust that out. Okay.
All right.
Well, here we go.
This week, our question comes from Greg from St. Louis.
And Greg says, my kid's mom, parentheses, my ex, and I have a tumultuous relationship. How do I handle communication and keep the peace?
Well,
Greg certainly come to the wrong place.
Yeah, Greg. This is a question for, like, professionals.
Yeah, not for entertainers.
But we are going to, for entertainment purposes only, give you the best answer we can.
And maybe if you wish upon a star and believe hard enough, it will be good advice.
Yes. Not that your question is bad at all.
No, not in the least. And sounds like something you could really benefit from some advice.
Yeah, and we're going to give the best advice we can.
Well, thankfully, we can cover our own butts because, you know, we're just interpreting the energies.
Right. I don't think I'm going to give any pre-advice on this one.
No.
We're just going to use the cards.
Okay. And what cards are those?
This week, we're using the Tarot Art Nouveau deck.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. And it may sound like a deck that we've used before because I have several Art Nouveau Tarot decks.
Yes, it does.
But it's not one we've used before. Okay. So I'm going to hand the deck over to you.
Well, in this particular deck, we begin with, you've handed me, how many swords is that? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9? 9 swords, nightmares. We have Slave Leia, topless, which is, I think a lot of people have been waiting for that. So
you just sold a lot of decks.
There's a thing. All right. The King of Coins has not caught up with the Me Too times.
No, that's actually mentioned in the book.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it say in the book?
It says...
Well, not exactly, but you can just tell me.
Yeah, it says that he's grabbing, and it's probably not going both ways.
That's bad. So, this deck, do you know what Art Nouveau looks like? Well, then you know what this deck looks like, because it's very much that. Now, the King of Canes, it is consensual, it would seem.
Yeah.
Unless he's not consenting. Because he's kind of looking standoffish.
I think he's consenting. He's just in thought.
Okay. So, wow, I don't know what this is. I guess this is... Is this the Page of Swords?
Yep.
He looks like David.
Except he's got a sword.
Yes. Yes. And a very tastefully wrapped cloth around his naughty bits. Well, that's the Art Nouveau Tarot deck, huh? And I would say I would give it 3 stars.
3 stars for the Art Nouveau. All right. I like the deck a little bit more than that. But
okay. Well,
my rating doesn't matter. The question again? From Greg.
My kid's mom, parentheses my ex, and I have a tumultuous relationship. How do I
How do I handle communication and keep the peace?
Great. Teamwork.
Good thing I was right there.
Whew.
All right. Well, here's the recent past.
Flip.
You describe it.
Okay. Well, I'll describe it. This is card number 17, whatever that means. Is it the star?
I think it might be the star.
Because they're holding a star. Numbers, right?
It's the stars.
The stars.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a thing. So on the stars card, we have 2 women, and they are holding a Christmas tree topper star aloft above their heads as if it were mistletoe. One of them sitting on a podium, and everything else in this image is immaterial.
All right. Immaterial because it's stars?
Yeah, there's just like a weird, very complex, intricate background that I'm not going to get into describing.
All right.
All right, so the star.
So the star speaks to having a goal in mind, having something that you're looking forward to, yeah?
Yeah. Can also speak to rebirth in some ways. And moving forward to kind of pursue that goal, this new you pursuing a new goal.
Okay.
Could be the former relationship.
Could it be just salvaging a working relationship? Could that be
That be the goal?
Yeah.
But is that the present or the past?
This is the past.
I know that, but I'm asking you, because salvaging the relationship, salvaging the relationship seems like...
You're good at talk time.
Not today. Haven't exercised my podcasting muscles in a while, and I'm rusty. I didn't stretch.
Yeah, we should have done our workouts beforehand. Yeah,
our mouth calisthenics. So what I'm trying to say is salvaging the relationship seems like the present, whereas that's the past of, like, maybe he's following his star and leaving the relationship that's not working for him.
Oh, I wasn't saying salvaging the relationship. I was saying having a relationship that's just functional.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
But that's, like, the present. That's the question, right?
That's the question of how do you do that, yeah. So that would be the goal now? You're saying that wasn't the goal before?
Right.
Okay.
I think the goal before was getting out of the relationship.
Oh, just getting
relationship.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't listening.
He's finding his inner star, and it's telling him, like, you should probably get out of this relationship.
Okay.
And pursue something else.
Right on.
I'm glad that I've talked you into submission.
That's the way it works on this show. Whoever talks last wins.
Or more, well, yeah. My mom used to say, when I was losing at sports all the time, all the different sports that I tried, she used to say, you don't want to win enough. Whoever wants to win more wins the game. And I said, you're right. I don't really care who wins this game. But I really cared about my interpretation of the card, and I wanted to win more than you. So maybe if you want to win more, your interpretation would be correct.
Fair enough.
Just a little life lesson from my mom.
All right. Well, thanks, Mama Ben.
All right. Flip. Now we have the Three of Cups.
Ooh, I know what's on this card.
It's not. What do you think?
There's no butt touching at all?
I mean, it could be because one of these, this arm is like behind the woman, so it could be reaching down to grab her butt.
For sure there's butt touching.
Okay. But all we see is some flowers and two young ladies. Maybe one of them is touching a butt. The other one is looking longingly at the other lady.
Saying, let's touch butts.
Maybe.
So in the present, it looks like, the Three of Cups is about celebration. It's about friendship. It's about being in accord with each other. It's about cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that means for the present, Ben?
Say the thing that you said before about the star.
About looking for a relationship that's just functional?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not like a butt-touching relationship.
No, it won't be a butt-touching relationship.
That's really secondary to the main meaning of the card, which is just about friendship.
Yeah. And so you think it's not just going to be that right now Greg's not looking for something that's just keeping the peace. He wants a real friendship.
Maybe. Well, maybe that's the immediate action, is that he's trying to keep the peace, but maybe he should be trying to form a friendship, because it's the Three of Cups. There's three people. It sounds like there's him, his ex, and his child.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there needs to be a friendship there.
All right.
I don't know if that's good advice, though, given that he can't even keep the peace.
Well, maybe
struggling to keep the peace.
Maybe it's that he doesn't want to win the peace enough.
Oh.
And he needs to now try to go beyond the peace and get a friendship, so that then the compromise will be peace.
Hmm.
I guess we'll find out with this future card.
Flip. Okay, I think this is strength. What do you think?
What?
I think it's strength.
Wow. Wow.
But isn't strength 8?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up in the book.
Yeah, probably for the best. There's a lot going on here, though.
Yeah.
I will say that Conan the Barbarian is laying a centaur over his knee, and it looks like he's going to club him.
Yeah, this is different from other strength cards.
But I'm going to go with the regular interpretation of the strength card.
Okay.
Not the Conan the Barbarian beats versus centaur interpretation of it. So in the regular interpretation of the strength card, the strength card is about a quiet, mindful strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be what it takes to forge this friendship is, you know, being mentally strong, knowing that there's going to be tough times that you're going to have to overcome. But if you want it, if you want to win bad enough, you can forge it.
And going back to what's pictured on this card, maybe this is a struggle that's going on inside of Greg, where he's got a lot of conflicting emotions, a lot of things going on, and he needs to take the smaller parts of himself and really break their back over his knee and club them down and be the bigger person here and extend the olive branch and say, hey, we need to be friends now.
Yeah.
Because what's important is the kid.
Wow.
I wanted it bad that time.
You win. Great.
Well, how did we do, Greg?
Great.
Good. And it sounds like you've got all the energy and power you need to move forward.
I think so.
Excellent. Do we need to tie this back around and tell a story?
I think we're good.
All right.
I think that you ended it on a high note.
Okay. All right. Well, that was Queerin's Corner.
If Greg needs a recap or anyone, they can just like scrub backwards.
Yeah. Or go to the website.
Yeah. It's there too.
Which we'll talk about in probably 10 minutes.
Probably.
Thanks so much, Greg, for your question. I hope that helped.
Now we're doing the card of the week part of the show.
Now we do the card of the week part of the show. So let's go on into there.
Now, we haven't rated this deck before?
Nope.
That surprises me. What we have here is the Wonderland tarot deck, which is Alice in Wonderland. But not the Disney movie, the old drawings.
Whoever yeah, did the those. Tenniel drawing.
Tenniel, that's his name.
And these aren't by Tenniel, but they're in the style of Tenniel.
How did you know that name?
Because I used to really like Alice in Wonderland. That I dislike Alice in Wonderland now. I just used to be into it. I have on order another deck of Alice in Wonderland cards. A different deck from these.
Okay. Oh, I've got to rate this.
Yep.
Well, I quite like Alice in Wonderland, and you like Alice in Wonderland, and, you know, it's pretty good. So let's go 4 stars.
4 stars?
Yeah.
That is impressive.
I should mention that the swords are flamingos, the coins are oysters. Can't find another one. There's peppermills. That's wands, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And hats. Maybe hats are, yeah, hats are cups.
Yep.
Okay. That's where we are.
You got it.
Well, let's find out. Brian, I don't think we've even told the fine folks at home what the card of the week even is.
Holy geez. Okay. The card of the week, guys, it's for everybody, even Greg, but it's for everybody that didn't get a reading this week.
It's a treat for listening to the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. And because so far nothing else has been a treat this episode. We do this to kind of give you a guideline. Please mix up all my cards and what order they're facing. I appreciate that.
I will.
Ben is shuffling haphazardly, just throwing cards about the room. Anyway.
Didn't mean to distract you.
Well, I saw what was happening to my deck. What was I talking about?
Card of the week.
Card of the week. The card of the week is for everybody. It's a treat. And it kind of tells you how to live your life this week. So you should do exactly what we say.
All right. For entertainment purposes only.
For entertainment purposes only.
Here we go. The card of the week. Flip. And we have here the 7 of Oysters.
The 7 of Oysters.
We have a playing card. And he is looking at an oyster bush. You know,
classic, like you do.
Classic oyster bush.
Well, I mean, I guess the alternative is a coin bush.
Yeah, which is something that specifically, you know, money specifically doesn't grow on trees. Nobody ever said oysters don't grow on trees. I mean, you've never seen an oyster grow. You don't know.
Nope.
So it's a grumpy looking card. And he's looking at, oh, that's kind of meta. It's a card within a card.
Oh, yeah?
Think about it.
Oh, a card. I'm not looking at the card, but you have, there's a card on the card.
Yeah. So this card is looking forlornly at this oyster bush. That's it.
All right. And the card itself is the 7 of Oysters.
Very meta.
So it's so meta. It's very Alice in Wonderland. So the 7 of Oysters means the keywords are naivete, innocence, progress towards wealth and personal gain, moving away from old ways into the new, growth and hard work.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right. I feel like he's grumpier than this card indicates, than the keywords for this card indicate.
Yeah, he does seem quite grumpy. But what this means for you?
I think that what this means for you is that you are on the path to something good, and you need to just keep on trudging forward, and it will pay off.
Perfect.
Did I do it?
You did it.
I did it.
The last time somebody said what this means for you, it was when they were laying people off for my company.
Oh, really?
There was like a very weird slide PowerPoint presentation about finances. And then the last slide was, what does this mean for you? And then you either got laid off or they said, you can keep your job.
Wow. Did they have a slide for each person in the company? And they were like, what this means for you? Ben Noble, you get to keep working.
No, they just voiced over that part.
Oh, okay.
They left the what this means for you up.
Ugh.
That's what that made me think of.
Did you keep your job then?
I kept my job.
Yeah. Because you were seven out of oystering it. You were just working hard, just keeping your head
progressing.
Down. Yep. So, well, good work.
On that positive note.
Good work not getting laid off, Ben.
I have to assume that the people doing the laying off weren't listening to this show.
That really seems like an office space way to do things.
It was odd, to say the least.
All right. Well, that was the card of the week.
What this means for you.
What this means for you. We're about to get into the outro, so buckle up, Buttercup.
I hope that you're driving so that you can't skip through this part. I learned about this new feature on my phone. You can turn it on. It's like, do not disturb while driving.
Oh, so that you can't push any buttons or anything?
Yeah, and it like mutes. It doesn't tell you that you have incoming texts or whatever so that you can't, at a stoplight, be like, oh, somebody texted me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I turned that on. But it is really easy to circumvent because if you press the home button, it says, like, you can click it to say, like, I'm not driving.
Oh, you just have to answer one question?
Yeah, you just have to say, you just have to lie and say, I'm not driving.
My map app does that. I use Waze, and they're not paying me to say that or anything, but I use Waze. And sometimes.
But if they want to pay.
Yeah, if they want to become a sponsor, that's fine. I can tell you exactly how to get the money to my house. But now we're to the outro. I'm not going to keep talking about
it. Oh, you're just going to end the story in the middle?
Yeah, it's fine.
Wow. All right.
There's a button where you can say, I'm a passenger or I'm a driver.
Okay.
So that you can't type in directions while you're driving. But I've almost never used it in the proper way. For entertainment purposes only.
All right. Well, thanks to Greg this week for sending in his question.
Thanks to our lols. Thanks for showing up every week.
And now a moment of silence for lost lols.
All right.
Yep. Now, if you want to get in touch with us, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points of, although the eighth one is not, maybe it's.
There's several ways you can get in touch with
us. Eight or more ways to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
So do you have a pen ready? If you're driving.
If you're driving, push the button that says, I'm a passenger, and use your pen on the steering wheel.
Yeah. We've got amateurtarot.com, and that's our website.
We've got amateurtarotreading@gmail.com, and that's our email.
We've got a phone number, 314-325-6047, that you can call and leave a voicemail.
And if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this message,
we will give you a baby oyster bush.
Yes.
To plant. In your home.
So you can grow all the oysters of wealth that you can imagine.
We have a Twitter. It's @TarotAmateur.
Ben has a Twitter @MakingAllThisUp.
Brian has a Twitter @ZenIronMan.
Ben, never one to be outdone, has his own website @I'mMakingAllThisUp.com.
Yep. And now it's time for the Mind Palace. So here we go. You're checking your email. It's Monday morning.
Do-do-do-do-do.
You're at work.
I should check my email.
You're hoping nobody puts a slide deck in front of you that says, what does this mean for you? And so you're checking your email. Oh, you know, this is a perfect segue in the ever-expanding Anaconda Cow outro. So another job that I did get laid off from because the company closed, they decided they would let everybody know. Well, so I got to work that morning, and I tried to get into my, like, work Gmail, and I couldn't do it. And I was, like, typing in my password, and it wouldn't let me in. And I was like, I know this is my password. What's going on? And so then I went on to, like, you know, I don't know what I reset my password, and I, like, couldn't get in. And I was like, what's going on? And then they were like, hey, can everybody come into the conference room? We don't have any more money, so the company's gone.
Ooh.
So they let us know by locking us out of our inboxes that morning before we showed up to work.
How cruel.
Yep. So while you're refreshing your inbox and hoping it doesn't lock you out because your company's gone under, think about the Amateur Tarot Podcast. And when you do think about the Amateur Tarot Podcast, go, that's a funny show. And then
whether you think it is or not,
yeah, just say it because it'll reinforce it. Then go to iTunes and rate and review us. 5 stars, a great rating. It helps people get to learn more about the show, and then we can help them for entertainment purposes only.
And that brings us to our review of the week. And our review this week comes from Cheer2342. And Cheer2342 says,
through their funny and helpful podcasts, I've received great advice. 50 points to Amateur Tarot for always talking about Harry Potter. I always look forward to their next podcast and can't wait to see what new topics they'll talk about in the future. Thank you.
Cheer.
2342.
There we go.
And if you don't rate and review our show, we'll run out of reviews of the week, so help us out.
Yeah, we need these reviews so that we can keep this Anaconda Cow outro going.
And it's going.
The Anaconda Cowtro.
I even see a new line in the outro.
Oh, there is a new line in the outro. So, yep.
Let's keep plowing through because we're not even to that new line yet.
We have a Facebook group, and the Facebook group is fairly active for the number of people that are in it. And we talk about the show, and we talk about tarot, and we talk about the cards of the day, and it's just fun to jump in there. And
here's a question from the Facebook group that I recently saw. It said, what card do you most identify with?
Yeah. And what did you say?
I said 2 cards. I said the 5 of Wands and the 8 of Coins.
Yeah.
And then somebody said,
no majors.
No majors.
Yep.
And I said, yep.
So as you can see, a lot of spirited debate.
Yep. So think about that question. And if you have an answer to it, go type it into the Facebook group.
And if you don't have an answer to it, put your own question in there.
Yep.
I'm not your parents.
We have a live show.
We have a live show coming up July 12th. It's soon. It's at the Monocle in St. Louis.
Go there.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can go on Facebook. There's an event, and you can find the Eventbrite page through that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The Monocle is really good at hosting events.
Apparently.
Yeah. They set up everything.
Wow. I was going to say, I didn't think that you were that good.
If you're looking to make an event in St. Louis, contact the Monocle.
Well, that's going to make this next part of the outro where it just says thank you to blank easy. Because I'm going to say thank you to the Monocle for doing a lot of things that Brian and I don't take the time to do.
Yeah. And now it's time for our cool sign-off line. And Ben, I know you've been working on this the past couple of weeks, so have at it.
See ya.
Night. Oh, okay. I was going to shuffle these, and then I thought my cards were all mixed up, but I just had the hangman on the front.
Oh, that'll get you.
It's a common mistake.